Over the last year, UW Lab School students have been participating in something called Project Citizen, a nationwide initiative that promotes democratic engagement. The school had three groups working on different projects, all having to do with waste. One of those projects is helping Laramie restaurants go green. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports.
When middle schoolers at the lab school in Laramie first heard they were going to be studying garbage, their reactions were about what you'd expect.
Everyone in the class kind of shrugged their shoulders and went, okay, you know, and we were all just mellowed out about it and not excited.
That's eighth grader Yusuf Abdelkader. In his same Project Citizen group is fifth grader Declan O'Connor. He says at first they decided to try and make their school cafeteria greener.
Our first project was to get rid of styrofoam lunch trays. And so we had them downstairs and we researched all about it. And when we got rid of them in like a phone call and like an email.
After successfully getting rid of the styrofoam lunch trays, the kids decided to broaden their project. They reached out to Laramie's mayor, Andy Somerville, to see what could benefit the entire Laramie community.
So we really kind of settled on this idea that they would work to try to encourage restaurants to use more environmentally friendly containers.
Fifth grader Catcher Panel explains.
Clamshell boxes are made out of what you would think of as styrofoam, but they're actually called polystyrene. They're thin and they don't really biodegrade. We thought it was an issue that we were just putting things in our landfill that don't biodegrade. And plus, the box is 98% air, so we're basically just filling an expensive hole with air. And we didn't think that seemed right.
That's when they became the Poly Punchers. Mayor Somerville says before talking with them, she hadn't really known much about polystyrene containers and was surprised at the kids' knowledge and the scope of their idea.
I was very impressed with them in taking a different, trying to look at all the different angles and put themselves in other people's shoes, the business owner's shoes, the consumer's shoes, in trying to come up with some suggestions that were feasible.
The Poly Punchers identified 20 restaurants that either didn't recycle or didn't use green takeout containers. Then they created a website with spreadsheets that compared price points on different to-go options. When Abdelkader researched the economics of switching containers, he found that compostable containers are 10 cents more per box than polystyrene.
It's hard to argue that what we're doing could help your business. And so talking to people who are obviously looking at everything from a financially viable lens, it's really hard to come up to them with an environmental lens and put it in their eye. It's really hard, harder than I thought.
Once they had done the research, they began reaching out to businesses, including the general manager of Roxy's on Grand, Garrett Hensley.
You know, and I got a phone call from them, and they kind of told me a little more about what they're doing. And, you know, with kids like that, it's a no-brainer for us to get behind them and show them that the community supports them.
Every week, Hensley has to order around 80 new to-go containers for Roxy's. Until recently, the regular takeout boxes were black polystyrene. But after talking with the Poly Punchers, Hensley made the switch. Now, almost everything Roxy's orders is biodegradable.
16-inch pizza box, 12-inch pizza box. These are for any other items, and these brown paper bags. We use these instead of plastic bags, and they also have our logo branded on them. And then these cardboard to-go boxes fit perfectly in there. The only thing plastic that we still have is straws.
Hensley grew up in Laramie, too, so he says it was important to him to show kids that they could make a difference.
You know, we wanted to be one of the first and kind of help get other businesses to follow through with them. I don't know if they've had responses from other businesses, but that's definitely our aim, is to help them get it started and lead the way for them.
Of the 20 restaurants the Poly Punchers identified, 8 have made eco-friendly changes like Roxy's. Some of the kids are disappointed more restaurants haven't taken the plunge yet. But 8th grader Hank Shaver puts it into perspective.
Well, I think that good change of any kind is better. I mean, it would have been better if we had a bigger change. But the fact that we changed something in our community is just kind of amazing.
And Catcher Panel points out the fight isn't necessarily over.
When we were talking to the restaurants, we had a couple of them, right? We had a couple that said, we'll think about it. And Roxy's was one of them that said, we'll think about it. And 3 weeks later, they switched to the compostable box. So I guess there still is a little hope that they'll switch by themselves.
On Tuesday, the students will present their work to judges to be considered for Project Citizens National Competition. But even if they don't advance, they have partnered with the Laramie Chamber Business Alliance to make sure the Polly Puncher's mission lives on. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.